Tonight on a very special bonus minisode of IFAF.
Idaho Falls and favorite Girl Scout cookie.
IFAF, Idaho Falls local, independent, alternative media with Mike Nelson and Carly Morgan.
A week from today, February 21st, is when Girl Scouts will be freezing for a good reason in front of stores here in East Idaho. And probably you may have already heard rumblings and perhaps even ordered some.
Right, right.
From your favorite Girl Scout or Girl Scout mom or dad. But they go on sale through March 16th or while supplies last.
Right. Which I think this year they're going to sell out pretty quick because I think people just need a little highlight already.
Yeah.
It's already been kind of a crazy year, so.
Yeah, it's been a crazy year last month.
Yeah, right?
So treat yourself, thanks to Kim, the Senior Manager of Girl Entrepreneurship.
Oh, wow.
At the Girl Scouts of Silver Sage Council. She got ahead of the curve and said, hey, IFAF, we saw what you did last year. Can we hook you up this year? And we said,
yes, please.
Yeah. That'd be great, Kim.
With glee.
So look what Kim sent us. Look at this box.
Four bags and four boxes all in one big box full of cookies.
Holy cow. Eight different kinds.
Do you see that?
Yeah, she didn't skimp at all.
See, if you could put like a kaleidoscope effect on this, that would look really cool and trippy.
Yeah.
Anyway, super exciting.
So we're going to just dive right in. We're going to just spend a couple minutes per cookie because I'm sure most of you know the drill.
Right.
Each of us, Mike and Carly, are going to rank the cookie on a scale of 1 to 10. And then there will be one clear winner.
At least that's the hope.
That's the hope. Let's dive right into it. We're going to go alphabetically and we'll start with Adventurefuls. Now, remember, we are now ABC Baker's territory. And I believe Adventurefuls are exclusive to ABC Bakers. We switched last year.
Yes.
The whole confusion with our buddy Kevin, who gets one more plug for really just hooking us up with both kinds last year.
He did. Well, and for anyone who's upset that we switched, if it makes you feel any better, we taste tested both sets of cookies and decided ABC Bakers was better. So
had no idea how that was going to turn out, just like we don't know how this is going to turn out tonight.
Right.
So I will say Adventurefuls, when Kim said, hey, what's your favorite? Adventurefuls are my favorite. Look at these.
They're so good looking. Look how pretty.
It's just like, it's a chocolate cookie with a big caramel dollop right in the center. That's a soft dollop of caramel. And then some chocolate stripes. That's what it looks like when you...
That's good stuff.
What do you call that? A cross section?
A little cross section, yeah.
Whoa.
Now, because I'm worried about saving my appetite for the others, I will only take one bite of that one.
Okay.
Especially because it's pretty decadent.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, did you want to read the description on that one?
Yeah, let's do it. Indulgent brownie-inspired cookies topped with caramel-flavored cream and a hint of sea salt.
That sea salt in there is awfully nice.
I want to say, if you're a person that loves the outside edges of a brownie, you're going to love that chocolate cookie.
You know, if you like the sea salt caramel Tony's Choco Lonely, you'll like this. It's got a very similar flavor profile.
Absolutely agreed. And again, I don't think little brownie bakers had these. So this is one cool thing about my new favorite Girl Scout cookie,
right?
At least right now, is the Adventurefuls. We'll see as the the night goes on. So let's each rate this cookie on a scale of 1 to 10.
Okay. Do you want to go first or should I?
I'll go first and say 9. And the only reason I'm giving it a 9 is just to leave some room. Just because. Can I reserve my right to change it to a 10 later?
Sure. Sure.
Since we haven't tasted, I don't want to change all my scores, but just this first one, in case there's something that I need to give a 10 to. Otherwise, I'll come back and give this a 10.
Right. Okay. I think that's fair.
Okay.
Yeah. Especially where it's the very first cookie. We can hold our horses a little here. This is going to be a little controversial. I'm going to do a 6.
Okay.
Because I do think it's a good cookie, but I'm not a big chocolate cookie person.
And this is why we're the perfect duo to do this.
Right.
We have just different enough tastes. I think, to make this fair.
Right, right.
Balanced. It ain't Fox News, but this is serious business.
Yeah. Like, this won't be the first cookie that I reach for, but if it's there, I'm absolutely going to grab one.
Should we pour some milk first?
Ooh, you know what? I think we should.
A little palate cleanser?
Now, I actually did something extra special. I stopped by the Reed's Dairy over on Hit, and I picked us up some raw milk, because it's supposed to be good for you. And also, I don't know, it feels like crunchy granola mom vibes, and that seems cool.
Yeah. Raw milk, baked cookies.
Now,
that's what we're doing tonight.
Now, that in mind, I also picked us up Reed's Dairy's seasonal flavor, the strawberry milk. I thought that might be a fun little bonus in case maybe we run into something that might pair better with it. You know, think of it sort of like your white wine and your red wine.
Or rosé. Can I throw one out right now, up front? I wonder how strawberry milk and lemonades would taste.
Ooh.
Strawberry lemon. Isn't that a combo?
I actually kind of like that. That sounds good.
Okay. We'll find out. We have to get to Caramel Delights. Now, these were called Samoas here in East Idaho up until last year, when they were provided by Little Brownie Bakers. They are now Caramel Delights, as modeled by the lovely and talented Carly Morgan.
Very kind of you. Thank you.
Crisp cookies with caramel, coconut, and chocolatey stripes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what these are.
I mean, yeah, they're so good. Yeah, I mean, when they call them delights, they are indeed correct. They are delightful.
Mm-hmm.
They're so good. Now, these are my favorite, as we've gone over a couple of times now. And I think a big part of why they're my favorite is because they've got that little bit of coconut on them. So you can kind of sort of claim that they're actually maybe a little healthy.
And if you want to know,
that's good for you.
Yeah. If you want to know how these stack up against Samoas, I can't remember what we decided, but we do have another bonus mini-sode from about this time last year where we, look at that.
Yeah.
Caramel
nice
Delight.
Stripe.
Let's do it.
Mm.
I just love that crisp cookie with, the toasted coconut.
Right?
Caramel chocolate.
Gotta savor that flavor.
Oh, we just had our first casualty.
Oh, no.
Carly Chihuahua Rango. Oh, but he can't have chocolate. Huh?
Okay. No, but he'd probably love that if he could.
Yeah. He's hoping
we'll
have a little snacksident here.
Oh, yeah. He definitely got some Girl Scout crumbs last time, so yeah, I'm sure as soon as he started smelling this, he was like, here I am.
Kim, did you make extra special sure that we got the fresh ones? Because dang.
Mm-hmm. They're good.
Trying to keep the language light tonight.
Yeah, hoping that the Girl Scouts can watch too.
I want this to be wholesome.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking
as wholesome as a Girl Scout cookie.
I'm going to score this straight up 10 out of 10. I'm not giving any room for anything to be better because...
You got a hot take.
Yeah, because A, it's a super sentimental cookie for me. That was like the first Girl Scout cookie I'd ever had, and it was fantastic and blew my mind.
They're mind-blowingly good.
Right? And I absolutely could sit down and eat an entire box of these on my own. These are the Girl Scout cookies that I hide.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Everybody else can have some of everything else.
Right.
But mommy gets all the caramel delights.
Yes. Yeah. Or at least you get a few the first day. And I swear if I find even a single one missing the next day, you're dead.
I'm going to score it an 8. And here's why.
Okay.
It's one notch. I love the caramel chocolate combination and the edge brownie crispness of the adventureful cookie so much. I thought Samoas, or now Caramel Delights in our territory, were my favorite, but Adventurefuls beats them. They're that good to me.
Okay.
So I'm going to score them a point below the Adventurefuls.
I think that's fair. I also want to point out that I ate my entire Caramel Delight instead of just having a bite like I did with the other one, because they're just that good.
Next up, lemonades. Savory, refreshing shortbread cookies topped with a tangy lemon-flavored icing.
Just making sure I think I held that up the right way. Okay. Let's hope. Guess you'll see if not. Now, I do remember these ones in particular being one of my favorites last time. They were a little different than what I was used to, and I thought they were just really good. And I liked that weird little icing on the bottom. I don't know what it was about it that was just so nice, but it was just really nice.
And these are vegan. They're one of the 5 varieties that are vegan.
Wow, okay.
Toast Yay, which we'll get to because there's a special story with those.
There you go.
lemonades, thin mints, peanut butter patties, and caramel chocolate chip. Those, did we get some of those? I don't know if we got any of those.
How do they make the caramel chocolate chip vegan? Do you think that the chocolate would have some milk in it? I don't know.
Hmm. Oh, man.
There's all kinds of...
That's just got that great lemon smell, doesn't it?
Right. Yes. See, and these are such a delicious light cookie.
Cookie on top. Yeah, that frosting on the bottom, and that's what you want to have hit your tongue first, right?
Yes, yeah. Well, and I just feel like these would be so easy to go through an entire pack of because they're just so, they feel so light. You know, the Samoas get a little heavy after a few. These ones don't.
They are light.
Mm.
They're lightweight, crispy and airy.
Mm.
And that, yeah, that lemon frosting on the bottom, genius.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to mix it with a little strawberry milk?
Now, because it's in this container, I'm just going to swig and take a bite.
Do it.
Or probably vice versa. We'll see. That's good.
Yeah?
Yeah, you want to try some?
Yeah, I'll take a nip.
Oh, that's really good. Oh my gosh. You know what? We need to try to find some of that strawberry banana Moana milk.
Oh man.
Because I feel like it probably tastes similar to that, and that tastes stinking good. That's really good, huh?
It's really good.
Yeah. Doesn't that just taste...
What a surprise.
Doesn't that taste just like a little summer day at an ice cream shop?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
like,
it does.
I don't know what it is about it, but...
This is what we do on our off time, too, by the way.
Yeah, right?
A couple of crackheads who come up with weird combinations.
Oh, we love a snack. We love a snack-sident.
What are you going to rate the lemonade?
Ooh, the lemonades I like a lot. I can eat a ton of them. I'm going to say an 8.
Okay. You know what?
Yeah.
I'm going to agree with you there.
Okay. Look at you go.
8. All right. And 8 on the lemon 8s.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a good one.
Not to be confused with lemon ups, which were little brownie bakers.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and I just feel like the lemonades get kind of a bad rap. Like people don't buy a lot of them. They don't like them that much. But I think it's just because they haven't really tried them.
I love the light lemon taste.
They're good.
Next up, peanut butter patties. Or as I have abbreviated on the list, P-Butt Pat.
Yeah, I noticed that. I thought that was kind of funny.
There wasn't enough. There's P-Butt Pat and up next, P-Butt Sand.
Which sounds, that one sounds a lot less pleasant than the P-Butt Pat. Yeah. Oh, I probably should have modeled it a little before I opened it.
Peanut butter patties are crispy cookies layered with peanut butter and covered with a chocolatey coating.
Here we go.
Yum.
All right, one for you and one for me.
So yeah, these are the fully covered ones.
They do smell just like a Reese's peanut butter cup.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yes, like, they do.
I can tell already that the chocolate to peanut butter ratio is probably going to be pretty good.
So you got the cookie, little peanut butter on top, and then they just cover the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
With chocolate.
It's aight.
It's almost like if Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, who's coming out with all sorts of crazy flavors these days.
Right.
Came out with a Girl Scout cookie.
Yeah, I would agree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm going to rank this one just a little on the low end at probably about a 5.
Okay.
Because I think actually maybe even a 4. And I know that sounds
really
bad.
Which is not your fave. No, well, that's okay. I mean... There's got to be a loser in the bunch somewhere.
Right. And I don't know if this will be
based
the ultimate loser.
Based on our preference.
Yeah. I don't know if that will be the ultimate loser. I might move that up to a 5 later. We'll see.
Well, and remember, kids, silver is a fine medal. But a silver medal really is the best loser.
Yeah, sorry. But a couple of reasons why is because it is a very, like, it's a very decadent, thick cookie. Like, it's not thick
in wet naps
shape.
In here.
Yeah, but it's thick in flavor. You know, and so this is one you definitely have to enjoy with some milk. If you're like wanting to snack and walk on this one, you are going to have a bad time. And also, it kind of just makes me want a Reese's peanut butter cup. Mm. So it doesn't quite fulfill the craving for me.
Okay. Leaves you wanting something more or perhaps even something different.
Right. Well, and I almost want just a little bit more peanut butter to it. But that's, again, kids, because I don't like chocolate flavor that much.
I'm going to put it in my love category, but on the low end, so I'm going to give it a 7.
Okay.
I'm not cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. I'm not cuckoo for the peanut butter, for the pea butt Pat, but close.
Yeah, it's still pretty darn good.
I'm cuckoo for the Adventurefuls and the Caramel Delights.
Yeah, those are both just fantastic.
So let's get to the pea butt sand.
Yes. Little pea butt sand.
Peanut butter sandwich cookies, I think is their real name.
Yes. Peanut butter sandwich.
You know these as Do-Si-Dos.
Yes.
From Little Brownie Bakers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, these are the crunchy oatmeal sandwich cookies with peanut butter filling.
Yes. Now, the other thing, too, is that much like our last contestant, if you have, like, elementary school kids and you want to send these with them for their lunch, not a good choice because a lot of places are peanut butter free now.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you're, you know, buying these exclusively for the sake of packing your kids' cold lunch, maybe you stick to the lemonades.
Like if anyone in your school has a peanut allergy?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Here you go.
Okay.
Man, I do feel bad for folks with a peanut butter or a peanut allergy, though, because I love peanut butter.
You may have noticed these are the size you can just pop right in your mouth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you have a big mouth like me.
Mm, those are so good. You know, honestly, I feel like they taste just like a Nutter Butter.
I was going to say, I don't want to draw that comparison because... Mm-hmm. You know, this is a branding thing, I'm sure, for the Girl Scouts.
Right.
But if you like Nutter Butters, you're going to love these.
Right. Yeah. And you know what? These support
sandwiches.
A good cause. Nutter Butter doesn't do that.
You know what? You know what a great combination, by the way, is?
Hmm.
These peanut butter sandwich cookies and treetop apple juice.
Oh.
So when I donate blood oh. every 8 weeks mm-hmm. with the American Red Cross, and you get a little snack afterwards.
I love that.
And I always get the Nutter Butters and a little juice box of apple juice.
That's very sweet. I love
Great
that.
Combo. Don't yeah. knock until you tried it, but it kind of tastes like a, mm-hmm. I don't know, peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
I could see that. Yeah. Yeah. That like fruity, peanutty taste together.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now that I think is a fantastic cookie. I'm going to give that a solid 7.
Okay. It's better to me than the peanut butter patty, the
yes.
chocolate covered
mm-hmm.
one. And it may even be apples and oranges. The oatmeal and the cookie.
Yeah, it's
I'm going to
really
give that
good.
An 8.
An 8? Okay, I love it.
All right.
Looks like next we got Thin Mints. Classic.
Classic. You know these.
Mm-hmm.
Little Brownie Bakers calls them the same things. The
yeah.
crisp chocolate cookies dipped in a delicious mint chocolatey coating.
Now, I think that this is what most people think of when they think of Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah.
You know, this is definitely the cookie that comes to my mind.
I think so.
You know?
Isn't there a Girl Scout Thin Mints ice cream?
Oh, probably.
Did I dream
if
that?
If not, there should be, because that would be delicious. That would be real good.
I'm 100% pretty sure that there is one.
All right.
And again, you're not a huge chocolate fan.
I'm not.
I am.
Yeah.
Particularly chocolate mint.
You do love some chocolate mint. I like chocolate mint. It's definitely not one of my least favorite ones, but I definitely liked it a lot more as a kid than I do as an adult.
Mm. Mm.
Mm. That's a really good cookie, though.
If you've ever had an Andy's candy
mm-hmm.
and wished it had... Can I have another one?
Mm, mm-hmm.
I'm completely breaking protocol mm-hmm. here.
Mm.
One of them is just... It's too wafer thin.
I mean, they are thin mints, mm-hmm. so I think you're right. But, yeah, when I was a kid, one of my favorite candies was Junior Mints. I would go nuts for those things.
Mm-hmm.
And I ate a lot of them because whenever I'd go to work with my dad at the movie theater, I would basically only eat, if we even bought any, some popcorn during his entire 8-hour shift.
Wow.
You know? And if I was lucky... And they had some expired candy.
Best parent in the world?
Junior Mints.
Or worst parent in the world? You be the judge.
We ate eventually. It was fine.
You turned out just great.
Yeah. Yeah. It was no biggie. Anyway, those Thin Mints are so dang good. Even as someone who doesn't love chocolate or chocolate mint, it's pretty darn good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and a good classic cookie.
My favorite one growing up, not my favorite... These days,
mm-hmm.
I think I still got to give it a solid 8.
Oh, absolutely. I would agree with that. Yeah, you know what? I think that's about where I'm going to put mine, too.
Okay.
Maybe even, it might be a 7.
And you have minty fresh breath afterwards.
I'm really debating here. Do I like it more than the peanut butter sandy, the pea butt sand? I don't. So I think I gotta give this a 7.
Right. This all sort of becomes a relative.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is the same I gave the peanut butter sand, the pea butt sand.
But you like this less.
I like this the same.
Okay. Because
I just don't like it more. Gotcha. You know, but they're just very different. Mm-hmm. Apples and oranges and all that.
This is such a great variety. And again, thanks, Kim, for these cookies. Just a reminder that the Girl Scout Cookie Program is the largest girl-led entrepreneurial program in the world. Girls learn and practice 5 skills by participating in the program that benefits them for a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Goal setting, decision making, money management,
mm-hmm.
people skills, business ethics.
You know, and as someone who's recently had a couple of bad customer service interactions lately, specifically today, I had this one guy help me who was just a darn quiet. And I couldn't hear what he was saying, and I had to repeat myself several times, and things were still missed. So I'm glad that these girls are taking part in this, especially if it means that eventually they'll grow up, join the workforce, and be a little bit, you know, better at interacting with folks than they may have been otherwise.
Smile. Speak up.
Yeah.
I know it's not for everybody, but it's a great way to interact with people in the world.
Right. I think so.
And did you know that all the proceeds, the net revenue from Girl Scout cookies, stay local?
Oh, I didn't know that. That's actually really cool.
100% of it stays with the local council and the mm-hmm. troops, and they use it for community service projects, troop travel, and other adventures.
I love that. I hope they do something with archery this year.
Oh, yeah.
I really love archery, and when I was a kid, especially, I was so into that, and I feel like it would make some of these kids absolutely rabid. They would have such a good time.
Do you think the archery got a boost after Hunger Games?
Oh, it did.
I bet it did, yeah.
Yeah, it totally did. Yeah, it kind of sucked because I'd gotten into it like the summer before, but then, you know, when I was really fully practicing it because I got a bow that year for Christmas, everyone else was doing it too, and I was like, oh, I thought I was special.
I don't like it anymore now that it's cool.
Right?
I will always like Girl Scout cookies. All right, we have 2 more, and there's a special story behind these next ones. Mm-hmm. Toast Yays.
Toast Yay.
Let me read the description. Yummy toast-shaped cookies full of French toast flavor and dipped in a delicious icing.
I do love a French toast.
Now, these are, I don't believe there was a Little Brownie Baker's.
Yeah, there was no equivalent to this.
I don't think. ABC Baker's has them this year.
Mm-hmm.
And this year only, because they're going away after this year.
Oh, really?
So our very first time ever having these will also be our last.
Well, wait, were these even part of our thing last year?
I don't think they were. So I don't think we got the complete collection last year, but we came so close.
Oh, especially because they smell really good.
You had me at French toast.
They smell just like a box of Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Okay.
They smell really good. And look at how big they are, too. They actually look like little tiny pieces of bread.
Can we figure out why kids love the taste of Toast Yays?
Also, I'm so sad that they're getting rid of these because they smell incredible.
These are sort of the same vibe as lemonades.
Yes.
In that they're the cookie on top
mm-hmm.
and then the frosting
on the bottom.
On the bottom.
Yeah, which I really like because then you don't have to coat the whole thing, but it feels like you have.
Okay.
You know?
Right.
Mmm. Hot dog, that's a good cookie. Mmm.
You almost need milk with these.
Yeah, right?
Because it tastes like the milk in the bottom of a bowl.
Yeah.
Of a cinnamon toast crunch-like cereal.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. I'm so sad those are going away. That feels like we're being tricked out of something. Are you sure you want to do that,
Girl Scouts? Yeah.
Yeah. This is a good cookie. I mean, what could they... Well, and what could they possibly replace them with that would be just as good? You know?
You don't know.
Maybe those one Neapolitan ones. I know you liked those a lot.
They invented these adventure food. What kind of...
Right.
Can we come work at your test kitchen?
Yeah, right. I would love that.
It'd be sweet.
But yeah, I'm sad they're getting rid of that, especially because so many of the cookies are chocolate-based or have chocolate in them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice to have a few that aren't, you know, but are still like that sort of cakey vanilla flavor.
Man.
You know?
And a great aftertaste.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you have something delicious.
Yeah, and then it tastes weird. Your mouth tastes weird after.
That too. But what I've got going on here is just this nice, pleasant, oh, it was over too soon.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I would agree. I'm giving that a 9.
I'm going to go the other way and say 6.
Really?
Only because relative, do I want to do that or do I want to do, but boy, the aftertaste is almost worth it.
I know. It's really good. You know what?
I'm going to stick with a 6.
And the good thing about the aftertaste being so good is that you won't feel like you need to keep eating them. So this is a good diet cookie if that's important to you. Maybe. You know?
Okay. We're sad to see you go, Toastiers. Maybe worth it just to get a box or two. You know, these things you can freeze and they last 6 months or whatever.
Yeah.
Till fall.
Yeah.
Those Toastiers would be great in the fall with a pumpkin spice latte.
Mike.
Okay.
That is genius.
Yeah, I know.
I love that.
I know.
Idea. That's just brilliant.
We're crackheads, snackheads. Mm-hmm. Last but not least, trefoil.
Trefoils.
These are the iconic shortbread cookies. These are the old reliable, inspired by the original Girl Scout cookie recipe.
Yeah. Like, I think I was going to say, like, back in ye olde days, your choices were trefoils or Thin Mints, and that's about it, right?
Yeah. Now, you and I both like, I'm going to say, the crazy cookies, meaning both like the cookies that have the most stuff on them.
Yeah, I agree.
Made out of the most stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Where I need to sort of dial down my expectations and preference and just realize this is what it is. It's a shortbread cookie. It's a plain shortbread cookie. So I need to get into the purest mindset.
And also, if you need a little something to spice it up, we could, throw a little bit of this with it. So I'll set that over there. And then I'm going to give you...
Swished the raw milk.
Yeah, right? Good stuff, huh?
Yeah.
There's that. And then I am actually lucky enough to have gotten a broken one. Which is perfect because
I got a little chip taken out of mine.
Then I don't have to eat the whole thing. And I don't have to add it to the cookie graveyard over here either.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You've got a few.
Yeah.
I'm just going to let it melt in my mouth. Can we have a moment of silence for it's good for what it is.
Yeah. I agree.
You leave it in your mouth long enough, it'll just melt.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty good. Oh, I should have saved some to take a swig of this with. I guess I'm going to have to get another.
Oh, yeah. Bummer.
The Toastiers had the shortbread and so much more. It just makes me sad that they're getting rid of those and not the trefoils. Sorry, I know that maybe sounds not nice because I know that the trefoil is like a classic thing, but also...
There are purists out there who would... I think you'd get like an army of... loyal fans. I mean, like, that's, you can't take that away.
Yeah, that's probably
like
true.
Like, Cheerios aren't the best cereal, but you can't take them away.
Well, that's true. That's true. Because a lot of babies like them. Kidding. That's a joke.
Everybody can agree on a shortbread cookie.
Yeah.
Not everybody can agree on a peanut butter one or a mint one.
Or a cinnamon one.
Or a cinnamon one or a caramel one.
Yeah.
Everybody can agree. A plain vanilla cookie.
That's true. That's true.
What are you going to give the trefoil?
Probably like a 4.
Okay.
Yeah.
Carly just grades harder than I do.
I think I do.
I'm going to give it a 6.
Okay. I think that's fair.
Not my style. Still a real good cookie.
Still a good cookie. All right.
Have we had every single one of these cookies?
We have had them all now. Isn't that crazy?
It is crazy. No wonder I feel a little bloated.
Right? I'm just doing some quick math here. Don't mind me.
Carly's going to tally up the votes, and we'll tell you what wins. The clear winner, as judged by IFAF. And really, what do we know? You want to argue with us in the comments? Come at us, bro.
Right.
So here are the 8 ABC Bakers cookies we tried, ranked from least favorite to most favorite, let's say. And can you give us the combined total, too, as we go?
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay.
Yeah. So the one with the lowest score was also our last one, the trefoil. It's a fine cookie. It got a 10 out of 20, which isn't horrible.
It's not bad.
But it's not great. Next, we had the peanut butter patty, which was an 11 on our scale.
Peanut butter pat.
Peep Up Pat. Maybe it was that bad name that got us. And that's so unfair because it's not even their name. It's the nickname that you put on the paper because you didn't have room to write the whole one. Right. Yeah. Let's see here. Now, here's something interesting. There are four cookies with the exact same score.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have a four-way tie.
Now, that being said, I'm going to break that tie just a little bit by allowing you the opportunity to change your Adventureful's 9 to a 10.
I said I would, and no other cookie beat it.
Right.
Even came close to beating it, except for the Caramel Delights. So, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. So, that does change that a little.
Okay.
So, it looks like the Peanut Butter Sandwich, the Thin Mints, and the Toastiers all got a 15. Now, that being said, out of those ones, the one with the highest single score was the Toastier, because I gave it a 9, because I thought it was a fantastic cookie. So, just get saying. Those
before they're gone, which will be at the end of this season, March 16th, or before, while supplies last.
I'm still so sad about that.
Yeah, bummer.
And then, interestingly enough, with a solid 16, the lemonades, which is funny because, again, I don't feel like that's a particularly popular cookie that people talk about a lot, but it's a fantastic cookie.
I think if I only got four cookies, one of them would have to be lemonades.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. If I only got two cookies, other than the Toastiers, like next year, if I only got two cookies, one would probably be the lemonades.
Okay.
Let's see here. After that, we also have the Adventurefuls with a 16 as well. Now, that's because I ranked it kind of low and you ranked it pretty high. So it sort of put it right in the middle.
Love them.
And then let's see here. Last but certainly not least, with a combined total of 18, Caramel Delights.
And it could be said that because I bumped up Adventurefuls to a 10, then I could also bump up Caramel Delights to a 9. So, I mean, that
you could.
That really does clinch it.
It does.
I didn't see that coming, but I'm not surprised.
I kind of did, because I knew that you liked them well enough, and I knew that nothing was going to beat it for me. So, just because I knew that your favorite was probably not going to be anywhere close to my favorite, I sort of had a feeling that mine was going to win.
I guess that's one way to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
I would say we're all winners.
I mean, we did just get to eat a ton of cookies. So.
Holy cow. Kim from the Silver Sage Council again. Thank you so much. Guys, lots of Girl Scout cookies.
I love that. Oh, she's like our inside dealer.
The answer will always be yes to that. Contact your dealer today. Link in post or just go to GirlScoutCookies.org. It was a lot of fun. Thanks for watching.
Now, you know how we've been ending every episode with an AI song lately?
Yeah.
Do you think maybe we should do that with this?
Let's see what we can whip up here.
Yeah, I think that'd be fun.
We're so happy, and there's a reason. You know it's Girl Scout cookie season. I'm sure you're busy, but try to squeeze in some time for Girl Scout cookie season. You got your classic shortbread and caramel delights, toast yays keep you toasty on these Idaho nights. Lemonade so tart that they might make you squint. Thin mints are so rich with chocolate and mint. We're so happy, and there's a reason. You know it's Girl Scout cookie season. Grab a glass of milk and snack and savor. IFAF ranking every flavor. Peanut butter patties and sandwiches too. And Adventurefuls for the adventurer in you. Grab some Girl Scout cookies, they're all the rage. Help the go-getter Girl Scouts of Silver Sage. We're so happy, and there's a reason. You know it's Girl Scout cookie season. You've got the craving, so don't you dare delay. Call your Girl Scout cookie dealer today.